keep the showboat cruising down the stream at 40 knots.
Damn.
Yeah, I've been...
You've been playing, huh?
I've been studying up on my boat lingo, and they use the word showboat a lot. And they're tying a lot of knots, so I think 40 knots means that we gotta tie 40 knots in every minute.
My ship's not gonna make it.
I'm sorry. How many knots you going?
I'm going like 500 knots, and I can't stop it.
Can't stop making knots, dude.
You don't know me.
I don't know what you're saying.
You only know his shoe size.
Is that
the other part of the tens?
No, they're
11s. Damn it! I was gonna say 11.
God damn it!
I was gonna say 11.
We are so close. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the T-Mongoose podcast.
Ryan.
I wasn't ready for that. I had to go get some water.
Wow, Ryan.
He asked if we were ready. Did he give me time to inhale?
Terry was already being very mean, and I was getting hurt.
So you decided not to get my input.
He steamrolled you, man. We'll just
use this as the intro, and I will slip away here in a moment.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Dwight.
And Ryan. Terry, though...
I'm saying in a moment I'll slip away.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Go!
No!
We started!
We can't start this way, Dwight. We have to start over.
We'll cover for you.
Just go!
Hey, Ryan! Hey, Dwight. Jerry, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan! Your shoe size is 11, right?
It sure isn't. It's 10.
It's 10. you derailed me, dude. Like, I was already like halfway through, like getting out the next word of the sentence, and I was just like, "Wait, he's a 10."
Gotcha,
Terry. We have PS4s, man.
Yeah,
we're in next gen. We are next gen.
Not really.
No, we are the next gen.
We
That's
don't
what
have
it means,
games
right?
that are next gen,
Terry. Next gen, man. Next fucking gen.
All right. Well.
We're here. We made it.
We lived
to the point where we can.
Even the last gen was called next gen. This time it's next gen.
The fucking time that was last gen.
Oh, that's so last gen. Last gen was next gen when I was a kid.
No. We were 18, Terry, when the 360 and PS3 came out.
Were we?
We were 18. You and I both were 18 years old.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
7 years,
I guess
so. I lived with Sean at the time.
Yeah.
It's still so good. Like,
it's still a decent console, yeah. Both of them.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, terrible times. Terrible.
Terrible times. Ryan, you can't join in on that. Maybe.
Ryan, are you here or are you not?
Ryan, what's your shoe size?
What's your water situation? Okay, he's gone.
He's gone.
Well, no, I'm here. I have water. I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Xbox.
Do you?
And I can't wait.
You wanna feel a little bit older?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to give him a choice, but sure, why not?
Yeah, we were 13 when the Xbox came out.
Yeah, I know.
That's the original Xbox. Impressive. Oh, it is?
Yeah, I do not care for it.
Well, that was 12 years ago.
I remember. I got it for Christmas.
Your number?
2001.
01. Or 01 Jizzle, as we used to call it back in...
No.
I didn't. But then again, I didn't hang out with
Jeff. No one has ever called that in any
year. Why won't you guys go with me on anything? Because
it wasn't cool. Dwight wasn't cool in 2001, so he called it that, but we didn't.
All of my friends called it that.
All of my friend called it that.
Listen.
It was just him and Sam.
They thought they were so cool.
Even Sam would kind of look at me and be like, yeah, no, Dwight.
Damn.
He'd never say it if anybody else is around.
He'd be like, yeah.
He always avoided me.
How embarrassing to be you. Yeah, shit.
Terrible times.
Man.
For you. They were actually.
So I'm going to GameStop on Friday.
You're going to... What? Oh, wait, you're getting an X-Bone?
No, he's not.
Nope. I'm getting the Zelda 3DS. What? Ah. Which one? I still don't know which Pokemon I need to get.
I have X. Yes, I have
Terry,
X.
Terry, you have Y?
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter at this point.
It comes down to what legendary you want.
Yep. Do you like the Y-looking bird or the elk? Rainbow
Everything
elk.
Else can be.
I like G. I like the bird.
Well, then go with Y.
Okay.
You're a Y man, Ryan.
Wait, which one has blue Charizard?
X.
Ooh. Yep. I don't care for blue Charizard.
You're right. It kind of looks like he's running out of oxygen.
I like him.
He did run out of oxygen, his fire would go out, so therefore he would die.
Right. It's actually a much hotter flame. So
I meant because he looks blue, not because his flame's blue.
Well, I know, but his skin gets super hot, too. He looks depressed.
Why so blue, Charizard?
Because I'm hot as shit.
I'm bored. Everything I love, I burn.
I got a nice-ass couch set down. Burst into flames.
It's a damn shame. Terrible times.
Yeah. Holy poop.
I know, he can't even sleep in a bed.
Holy poop.
Mm-hmm. Man, so that next gen, just...
Yeah.
Rezogun.
I was going to say, can we talk about Rezogun?
Rezogun.
I feel like Rezogun is going to be PlayStation's Geometry Wars.
I hope it is, because I think it's probably made by the same people, Terry. Let's be honest here.
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
You look it up for me.
I'm looking it up for you right now.
I'm busy shooting Ocelot.
You do that. So you play Metal Gear?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, you shoot Ocelot in Metal Gear.
Damn.
So tell me things about this new generation of games.
So I'm going next to preference this by saying there is no reason to rush out and get it right now.
On either system,
on
actually.
Either one.
I have no plans to.
The Xbox, the only thing that the X-Bone is getting right now that is actually launch-worthy, in my opinion, Dead Rising 3.
Does look pretty sick.
That's the only game out for both systems that
well,
is...
Well, there's Forza, if you're in racing. Forza's always pretty solid.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, and it does look pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rise,
I feel like...
No. Repetitive, man.
I'm sure it's gonna be like a God of War kind of scenario.
Yeah, I think Rise is great eye candy. I don't think that is a good game.
And that's my issue with Killzone as well. Like, I'm sure it looks amazing.
Right. But and it does. I've seen screenshots and gameplay. It looks awesome.
But it's Killzone. It's gonna play like so mediocre.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna
It's jump. A mediocre shooter. And what
I
like
have Battlefield.
Another thing too is like the don't take that phrase looks awesome. In the sense that the entire thing looks awesome. I'm saying, like, visually, it looks awesome.
It looks, like, beautiful.
Right. That would be...
Not going to run out and spend $60 on it. It's going to be like a six-hour campaign, and then you're done for it.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
How quick did you beat Battlefield 4's campaign, by the way?
It took, like, 3 hours. Like, it was
nothing. It was so quick.
Oh, you did it too, Ryan?
Yeah, I beat it before I even played online. I wanted to get acclimated to the mouse and keyboard.
Gotcha.
I was just bored, and we played that one night halfway through. When I came back to play it the next day, I was on level 6, and I saw on the thing there's only 7 levels, and I was so.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to me, too.
So I'm done, is what you're telling me.
Yep.
And I played another half hour, and I was done. Yeah. How'd you like the ending? And what?
Which
how
one?
You got all those crazy choices, huh?
All of those crazy choices?
All three first, of those crazy choices.
First off, I've never been more split morally in my entire life.
Right? They just now, drop it on you. And
can
just,
we ask, who did you pick?
I did all three, so...
I only did one. I sent, what's his name?
Yeah, I killed the dude first.
I sent Yellow Eyes.
Yeah.
Which ones were the three?
Okay, well, you could... spoiler alert, if you're really that, like, into it, just, you know, skip the next, like, two seconds.
You can't possibly be into that. There was nothing about that campaign that was worth...
I didn't feel connected to anybody.
Oh.
Anyways.
Even myself.
There was Irish, right? Is that his name?
Irish, yeah. That's it.
Irish, and then the girl.
By Irish.
I can't remember.
Hannah.
By Irish, first guy. I mean, good luck with your, what is it?
Good luck with that disease? Whole bomb thing.
No, the disease with the yellow eyes, the liver thing.
I knew it.
And I
wait, Irish had a disease?
Okay, no. It just looked like he did. Really bad. His eyes were like super yellow all the time.
So wait, what were the three choices? That was what we were talking about.
You kill him, or you kill her, or you don't do anything and the boat blows up.
At the end, right?
Yes, at the very end.
Oh, we're just talking about, I thought there were three separate choices. Like, throughout
that the game. What? No. Just it's at the end. Jaundice is the disease I was trying to think of.
Yeah, something was wrong with him.
Something was wrong with his eye.
He wasn't looking too hot.
He was not looking
good. Dude, I picked her.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, as obnoxious as he is, like, what? What's my motivation to let her live?
She was obnoxious, too.
Yeah, what's my
motivation to let either of them live?
Right.
There were no redeeming qualities.
I didn't want to die.
Yeah, I wasn't going to send myself.
You don't send yourself.
I know, I'm just saying.
I wasn't going to do nothing.
I thought that was an option. I was like, no, I'm just going to hand the C4 to you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So why couldn't we just drop it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, it wasn't C4. It was the you had to go to the detonator.
Yeah, but they used the C4 to blow up the other C4. That's what happened. Your original detonator failed, so you drop your C4 and then you blow it up with your working one. So you could have just been like, "Whoop! Hey guys, how about I don't give it to anybody? Drop it back on the boat. Hey, it landed there."
Or why don't you drop down, put the C4 down, and then swim away a little bit, and then I'll hit the button.
There's no time, Ryan.
There was plenty of time. I sat up there for days making that decision.
He's like, the boat's blown up in the background.
That's the thing. If you wait more than like 5 seconds, so the boat blows up.
It didn't. I waited a long time, and it really did not.
That's exactly what you do to make the boat blow up, though.
But I sent her down.
Okay, well that's... Oh, you sent her... Okay, no. When you don't choose.
Right, I didn't choose for a long time, is what I'm saying. And then I was like, all right, I'll choose her.
The boat should have blown up then. That's how you blow up the boat.
It took it gave me some time.
I think that you may be exaggerating in your mind how long you were actually waiting.
How dare you?
Because when I did that choice to blow up the other boat, it happened within 5 seconds. I was looking at both of them. I was like, oh, should I put you? Should I put you? You or you? You or you? And then the boat blows up.
See, that didn't happen to me. That's what I'm trying to say.
And then, like, it blows up and... Both of, like, I don't know, they call in, they're like, Tombstone survived. But
again.
No one else did. My baby was on that boat. Battlefield. Tombstone DLC.
Find out what happens next.
Make some pizzas.
Next mission, Tombstone makes pizza.
Starts their own pizza shop, calls it Tombstone, gets sued.
This time, Tombstone's going to the Old West. And they're all going to have mustaches.
What is Tombstone getting into this week?
It turns into Back to the Future. Tombstone goes Tombstone. Back and past. Well, I guess that too, the Western.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would like that version.
I think that would have been better than the current campaign. I tried to go back to you to get like the dog tags and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I loaded up one level and then realized I can't skip any of these cutscenes.
Like, yeah, which is absolute bullcrap.
And I just said, nope, and I just exited out of the game. I got luckily my first playthrough through, I found one of the dog tags, and it was the best one out of all of them. So I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm happy with the current ones. Because it was the, it was like the little penguin that was like running away, and I'm like, that's the one. I love that one.
That's the business.
That's the business.
That's the business.
Yep. Stay so, hey, real quick, we should mention Happy Monday, everybody.
Yes.
New day. Uh-oh. New day for the podcast. Monday, start your week off with some mongoose. Mongoose with you.
Mongoose in the morning. Sound effect.
It's a sound effect.
Like you said sound effect and then you made a sound effect.
I was torn, Terry.
No, he's just doing both. That way I can cut the one I like later in post.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to become professional here.
That way I can just cut out the little bloop that he made or whatever, and I can just post it everywhere now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like right now. It's just everywhere. No, Ryan, you don't have to do that. I'm already doing it.
It's already doing it.
Do you not know how editing works?
No.
It's a magical thing. He is no wizard.
I am no wizard.
So, Resogun.
Resogun.
Not made by Geometry Ward people.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But it's very Geometry War stylized.
Very cool. Did you notice how in the background, like when you blow up enemies, it like rips apart the background?
I did not notice that.
Yeah. That I feel like the game is just one big like tech demo for the particles in PlayStation 4.
This is definitely not my type of game. I wasn't really big into Geometry Wars. I thought I was just like, oh, that's kind of neat, whatever, you know? I don't usually like these side scrollers where you move with one thumbstick and shoot with the other one. Not my game. But, you know, during launch day, you're just like, well, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, nothing else to play.
Right, so, you know, for PlayStation Plus members, you get Resogun and Contrast for free for being Plus members.
I haven't played Contrast yet.
I haven't either. I think I might record it. I'm still kind of flip-flopped on it.
You're wishy-washy.
I'm wishy-washy on it. Because part of me kind of wants to play it to see if it's worthy. But then if it is, then I should have been
recording. You've already missed out on which.
Right. Why don't you just record it, and if it's not worthy, just delete your recording.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. But...
Damn.
Resogun booted it up, and I you played for...
sucked into it.
Like 10 seconds, and I was just like, this is awesome! Oh, it's so much fun. I've only ever played the first level through on arcade, just like over and over because of like either I don't have time to play it or that time I was recording and like testing how to record through OBS.
Yeah.
Because, real quick, just fucking fuck you, Sony, for leaving HDCP on your HDMI line. Because now I can't use my AVerMedia card and I can't use my Elgato because they only have HDMI out. There's no other output, which is great for the future and all, but you know, I'm fucked. And apparently they're gonna patch it. Everybody's telling me that Sony actually took that back and they're like, listen, we're taking HDCP off, but yeah, we'll probably do it in like a year. You know,
there's bigger fish to fry.
I don't understand like why they would even try to block people from recording. It's free advertising on the system, you know. And their games and stuff. It's just all free advertising.
Aren't there capture cards that can do that?
Not through HTCP, no. Oh. There are bypasses. But you gotta include UAs, and I don't want to have to do that.
Bypasses.
I don't want to have to hook up an HDMI splitter and do all that other bullshit. And I don't know. I don't want to have to plug it into my TV, change it to 720, then like.
Well, what do
it
you
want to
do? Because it sounds like you're not giving them any choice.
I want it to just work.
Like, I mean, why have the Xbox stream straight to Twitch?
You could do it with the PS4 as well, yeah, but
both of them do.
I don't want to do that either.
Been meaning to test that actually, because that could be fun.
It's not in my wheelhouse because I have options to do it better than that. You know, if someone who didn't have a capture card that could stream, that's a great choice. Like Terry or George too. George was streaming some basketball.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you even have the ability, like if you have a PlayStation Eye, you can hook it up through there and you can actually stream with your face through the PS4. And you can even have your Twitch chat up on your TV screen.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of cool things about it, but it's just, I don't need any of that. So I don't know. I may do it once. Just, you know, let's say I did it.
You may do it, and then you may find that it's much more convenient and easier.
Maybe.
It's definitely easier as far as, like, spur of the moment.
Absolutely it is.
It's like you're in the middle of doing something, like, oh, I better show this off, you know. You
hit that share button. Bam, bam, bam.
Going. Which, I tried to do the share a video, because I fucking, you know how when in Assassin's Creed when you run at somebody and they don't notice and you like kick them over the edge when they're by an edge?
Yeah.
I ran up and did that to some guy and I just punted him like up into the air rather than down. I punted him up into the air and over this wall. And I was like, oh shit. So I tried to save the video. And I guess the video is saved on my thing, but it wouldn't let me upload it. You have to do it through Facebook.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that.
Hey. Also, Facebook, like
as far as I saw, I didn't have like any option to edit it, so it's going to be like 15 minutes up until that point.
Is it constantly rolling like that?
Yeah, yeah. It keeps up with the last 15 minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Was that automatic, or did you set it up to do that?
No, that should be default.
Okay.
Like, I'm looking at my thing right now. I have one clip is... I guess it changes depending on something, but I have one clip that's 12 minutes, one's 14. I didn't record that, and I don't know why it's there. Another one's 14. But this 12-minute one is the one. Can I watch it, or is it just going to make me share it? I don't know. Anyway, it's... Yeah. I go to the video, I hit X, and it says, log in with Facebook. And I'm like, why?
Where's the button?
Why are you making me do this? So that's kind of a useless feature to me. Because I am not going to use my personal Facebook, and I'm not going to set up a separate Facebook just for this. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Oh, there's if you do screenshots, you can share it to Twitter.
Yeah.
But either Facebook or Twitter, your only options. Nowhere else.
I'm sure that'll come with time.
They need to set it up like how Rockstar, the social club, is. How it just goes like to a PlayStation
like a Sony page. Yeah. If you could do that and download your own videos, then yes.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Or even just let us download them, period. You know, like just
end of story.
Right.
I don't know.
Let us have
it's a good idea. They need to just not have Facebook. Oh,
it's new. They got to work out the kinks. You know, it's whatever.
It's true.
When people complain enough, it'll be they'll fix it.
Yeah.
True. So everyone start complaining now.
Had a fire.
Wait, what?
The Tesla car had a fire, and people are like, oh, they're not safe anymore. And I'm like,
oh.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the first time somebody flew through the windshield of a car, they were like, shit, we should put seatbelts in this thing. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. Like, people need to calm the hell down.
Cars never caught on fire before. Only Tesla cars do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ban them!
And there can't be that much stuff to burn.
Switch to a more combustible fuel!
I say we make hydrogen cars!
Switch all cars to ethanol! Invisible fire!
Kerosene cars!
It's brilliant! Give that man some money!
Give that man a Nobel Prize!
Tired of all the hullabaloo of gassing up? This nuclear-powered car doesn't need to be gassed up ever!
Makes us meltdowns extreme! That's the cat that's on the sale. He just starts coughing and make us metal.
Did you say may cause exotic death?
That's what he said. I heard that.
I did.
That
I'm been excruciating.
But. That right there is that's the sell point.
I like exotic better. New and exotic deaths.
You thought crashes were dangerous before. Level an entire country with just a fender bender.
It's easy. It's just hitting the gas pedal and then not,
and not doing letting it go.
Forgot to put coolant in? Well, look out for the meltdown.
Well, what are you going to do?
The car forgot that you were alive.
There's little mushroom clouds all over the road.
People are like, what's that? The future.
Just fucking explosions everywhere around the United States.
Soon planes will use it. Trains.
Nothing can go wrong. It prints money.
Nuclear power is the clean energy of the future. Look, Mom, my computer is nuclear powered.
I don't feel so good.
Wait, hey.
Billy, you're turning green.
real quick about radiation poisoning. How about that Fallout teasers? Huh?
There were Fallout teasers? What?
Oh, you haven't seen.
No, I've been dead.
I don't even like Fallout, Terry, and I know.
Damn.
It's true. I have not been here like all week, so.
What is it? 2299, I believe? Yeah. The Survivor... Oh, I gotta stop it because it's beeping. The Survivor 2299.com is basically huge thing about it. People saying that it's going to be Fallout 4 and everything, and people are finding crap in the code and the site and stuff. There's also, you know, it's all speculation.
Those obviously. Damn hacksters finding codes.
Yeah, and those who press like what is it? F2?
I just right click and go to view page. So.
Ryan, I'm saving you a click, bro.
But then I got to move my hand.
Ryan, I'm a lead hacker. Okay, every moment
you
press.
I see people on the train that are like straight up software designers, just like writing code like would not believe, dude. On just like black screens, just typing away the whole way home. And I'm just like, yeah. And sometimes they'll like sit next to each other and shit, and they'll have like conference calls going the whole way. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like with webcams, I'm just
the art of looking more important than everyone around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I sit there and eat banana chips and fall asleep.
It's like, what are you working on?
Well, no, I sit up in the top, like, because the bottoms are all the dirty people. So.
Wow.
Have I described this train to you yet?
Train?
I ride a train to work, you know that. Where do you think I watch these people, Terry? Like, they're, car with me?
I blanked for a second. I forgot what we were talking about.
He's talking about a train.
Well, no, the train is it's two stories.
Right.
All
right,
tell us the first story.
So once upon a time, so the bottom story is, it's two seats, like, next to each other, and sometimes it's two facing each other, so it's four seats, basically, kind of like the BART. You've ever been on BART?
I have.
Yeah, but it's more comfortable and cleaner.
I have been on BART many times, Ryan.
Thank you. but if you stand up out of your seat, you can't stand upright because the ceiling's too low.
Right.
Because you go up the stairs and there's seats, but they're all one-seaters, except for on the new trains. But I don't ride the new trains very often.
So no surprises, because if you get surprised, you stand up real quick and you smash your head in the ceiling.
No, there's no... You can
no
stand
surprise
up.
Cakes.
Yeah, you can stand up there, and then I fall asleep, and I can look out the window. It's awesome. I love it. Trains put me to sleep, and I almost miss my stop again.
Any moving vehicle that I'm in will put me to sleep.
Yeah, any moving vehicle that I'm not personally driving will make me fall asleep, unless I'm driving, and then I fall asleep too.
Yeah, I do a lot of sleeping while I'm driving too.
I don't.
Terry and I have had this conversation before a while back where... When you do something so often and you do it at weird hours or something like I used to do a graveyard shift at DMI. Ryan knows of this shift.
Nothing. I'm not going to talk about it.
I did a split shift deal. Yes, you did, Ryan. Thank you very much. you didn't get me the second job there, though, that I got after I was laid off the first time. Then I got back.
I got you that first job.
You got me the first one. You got me in the door. Anyways.
You kicked my ass right out. It's all your fault.
I fired him. I was doing the split shift there where I would work from like 7 p.m. to like 3 a.m. or somewhere around there. So I could communicate between the two, like mid shift and the night shift or whatever. Stuff along.
You were the bridge between worlds.
I was the bridge between worlds. But I'd be coming home at 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's the same drive every single time. No one's on the road at 3 in the morning coming home.
Except for the random SWAT teams that show up.
So you just. you kind of nod off a little bit, and then you're in Manteca, and you're like, whoa.
You're going down that bridge coming out of
over the train tracks.
Over the train tracks on Lathrop, and you're like, where the fuck?
You're just screaming down the road.
You're just like grinding up on like the middle divider or whatever, just I'm in Manteca. Yeah, it's just like every night you take like a little snooze, and you're just like your body's in cruise control at that moment, and it just kind of knows where to go.
When I got off work at DMI, even if it was early at 3 a.m., because I would do that occasionally, I rolled all of my windows down, turned the heater up full speed.
Didn't even help.
So I could stay awake.
Anyways, Terry?
Yeah.
Didn't help you?
No, it didn't.
What?
Yeah, no, I would still fall asleep. Blast the music. It's terrible.
Just once you get those routines down, like as far as like driving places.
Well, that's why I always always take a different way home.
Yeah, I started doing that.
I shift so I can't get followed too. But that's just some
that's some other stuff. Don't worry.
I even walk a different way to the train. Like every week, I change it up.
Sometimes I walk backwards so I can watch who's following me.
That's smart.
Some dudes are following me. I think I'm about to stab them.
Anyways, yeah, no, I would take different routes and that would help. But it's not even like a sleep thing either. Like it could even be like when you wake up.
Autopilot.
Yeah, like you start thinking about other things and you're like, oh man, I should really fold my socks when I get home.
I don't think about
that. But they're all unruly right now and everything, and then bam, you're in Manteca and you're like, what the fuck happened?
Man, I don't like the end of these stories. I've really been trying to avoid that ending to stories for a couple of years now, for many years now.
Bam, you're in Manteca.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid that end of stories for since I was 17?
Right, so what's going to happen this Saturday?
Since the Xbox 360 came out, I've been trying to avoid.
Right, what's happening this Saturday, Ryan?
Ryan's coming this Saturday!
Bam, you're in Manteca Saturday!
Hey, how'd you hear about that?
You told me.
I didn't tell
you
that.
You did tell me last, because it's a Doctor Who party.
Oh, Saturday. Right.
It's Leanne's birthday and stuff, and I was like, you should come by, you're going to be there, and you're like, I'll
try to poke in and say, hello.
Here, you're more than welcome. Well, you guys are leaving early, though, aren't you? Early-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the party starts at, like, 7. So, maybe not.
We'll see. If nothing else, maybe I'll try to come see you.
Okay.
And Terry?
I may be busy, though.
You said my name!
Because I think I might be helping Leanne set up the party and stuff.
Then I'll go see Terry. Terry's always available. Terry, I called him on the spot one time. Texted him, even.
Terry,
out
where
my
you
PJs.
At? Meet me in the bathroom stall at the gas station.
I'm wearing black shoes with straps on them.
Good. I'll find your stall. All right. What are we going to do there?
I'm going to pass you a map. It's the perfect size.
It's the perfect hole to fit the map through. Oh, man. I'm ready for adventure.
Hey, how's Assassin's Creed 4?
I'm enjoying it. I thought I wouldn't, but...
So far, it's okay.
I'm going to get it for PC, and I'm going to stream it.
Do it.
But
do it. No, I don't care.
I'm going to wait until... I have to wait until after I buy my 3DS.
You have to wait until they make it on PC.
It comes out the 19th.
It comes out two days from now.
Who linked this?
No one.
Why do
no
I...
No one, Ryan.
Why would you link me this picture of Vinny?
Why are you linking pictures of Vinny?
How do you know he's on his chest?
Oh, it was the computer that gave it away.
What are you doing right now?
Ryan made a joke.
A good one too.
A good one. I can't link this picture. Leave it to the imagination of our listeners.
I work right across the street from there.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Is it nice there?
It's actually pretty nice. They have like a sweet cafeteria.
Do people come out smiling?
I would say people come out of Nokia smiling more.
Nokia?
Right across the street, yeah.
Really?
They're like next door. They share a common road.
Oh, Ryan, I forgot to tell you. I was in San Francisco on yesterday.
And you didn't come see me?
I couldn't. It was for this art department trip.
Cool.
It's pretty stuck.
Did you go to State?
No, we went to the DeYoung Museum.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to a play pretty soon on the Saturday of Thanksgiving. Pretty really? Excited.
What
it's in it's in Berkeley. It's a little play.
It's a little French film called Le Pomp Noir.
Dangerous Cousins. No, it's about a former priest who's talking to his son about life, and then the rapture happens. It's supposed to be really crazy, but Sarah's brother did all the sound design for it.
Oh, that's yeah, awesome. You're telling us about that.
Yeah, it sounds really cool, so I'm hoping I'll have a good review.
I get what you did there.
What?
It sounds really cool.
Ah, clever.
Because it's about the rapture, right?
Yeah.
Well, the last one did sounded amazing. Like, it was crazy. The sound design was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Made you want to slap somebody.
Right in the face. Surprise, bitch. Whoopsh! Mushroom stamp. So let's talk about that Battlefield, huh?
That Battle Duty 4.
So since Alex isn't here, the only naysayer, who loves the game?
Love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I don't think Alex thinks it's a bad game, but they do. It's just they need work right now with their.
Yeah, it's they need to optimize it.
Right.
A poor guy. It keeps telling me I need to update my video card, and I go to the. The AMD site, and it's like, your video card's up to date. And I'm like, shut up, baby, I know it.
Damn, how'd you know?
So EA is full of bullcrap, as always.
Yeah, they had just the worst launch ever, because the multiplayer was just horrid.
I didn't even play it until 2 days later.
Yeah. Yeah, you bought it, and then they were like, no, you didn't buy it.
You can't play it till the 30th, and lost my mind.
Yes, you were locked out because apparently the game didn't come out until the 30th.
Even though Terry and...
Everybody was literally playing it at that time.
Hey, so, Ryan, where are you?
I wasn't even going to buy it.
Ryan was on Origin, and all of his friends just kept going, Puddles is now playing Battlefield 4. Bunchies is now playing Battlefield 4.
I was so upset. And then I was like talking to the guy the next day, and he's like, oh, we're working on fixing this problem. I was like, dude, it's been 24 hours. It's not like I'm calling you the night of launch. Like, you have had a whole day to fix this issue.
Yeah, other people bought it, and they're fine.
No, people are... I guess I wasn't the only one, but it's not something...
Well, no.
I Googled it, and it wasn't that big enough a problem to even be on the forums. Like, it was a very small problem.
No.
But I wasn't even going to buy the game, because... I mean, I was going to buy it eventually, but I'm still mad at them, because, like, my bad company, too, it locked me out of my account, and I could never play, and then I just kept spending money on Battlefield 3. But I was going online because I knew that Assassin's Creed came out. So I was like, well, I'm going to go buy Assassin's Creed. And it didn't come out for PC, and I'm not going to waste my money on buying it for 360.
No. So, you'd be doing yourself a disservice. Honestly.
Right, exactly. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to buy a game. And Sarah was all, well, what else came out today? I was like, Battlefield. Bam! Battlefield. But now I have to postpone Assassin's Creed, which I'm sad about.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's all right.
I mean, I have to postpone Assassin's Creed because I'm getting a Zelda 3DS with three other games.
Right.
And I'm probably going to buy a case.
A case?
Line?
Not like one that forms around it, but like a case
of wine?
What?
You try and get yourself a case of wine?
No, like a case for my 3DS, a traveling bag.
Oh. So not like a case of wine.
So when it goes into my bag that I take to work... It doesn't like get scratched up and stuff. Shut up.
You have to protect your Zelda machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
It's called a Zelda book.
Are you getting the game?
I don't know what's happening with that because I was supposed to be getting it for free.
What?
But I haven't spoken to that person recently. Yeah, my old manager, Katie, she got a bunch of shit for free from conference. And she was... basically handing out all the stuff that she didn't want to all of us.
Damn.
And I was like, I called dibs on Link Between Worlds.
I'm so excited. Worlds.
I know, I forget all the time, Terry.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her in a while, though, so I may just end up buying it myself.
Yeah.
Now, are you still going to be playing Pokemon?
Oh, God, yes. I'm like the only one that's still playing it now. I don't get it.
Terry, you're going to trade me, right?
I'm busy, dude.
Yes.
When Ryan starts playing, I'll probably pick it up.
I'm going to be...
Like, this isn't a game that requires a terrible amount of attention. This thing is always on, like, when I'm
that
just
is,
sitting here.
That's the things that I pay attention to require a terrible lot of terrible lots of attention.
Terry, I'm a multitasker, so I'll be right there with you. I always have...
Jose is too, though. Jose is still playing, isn't he? Rhino is playing fucking every day. Rhino O'Neal posted six pictures today on an imager of just like different mutated babies.
He is like a genetic master when it comes to this
mad scientist when it comes to bone and Pokemon.
Yes, that is right. Well, no, I haven't even heard from Jose about anything in the last week. He's gone underground again. And then, like, everyone on my friends list, no one has been online. But me, my brother's been playing. He just hooked me up with a Froakie.
Wait. I have a question.
That's cool.
That's cool? Can I ask my question?
Yes.
I was talking to Terry, but yes.
Oh, okay.
No, you may not.
Okay. Terrence.
Yes.
You can just, like, breed and make up new Pokemon?
But you can breed them and get babies.
Yeah, you get different stats. Like you
so
get Pokemon
that's
already made.
It still has
to
be the same two Pokemon.
No. Well, okay, no. Apparently, because every Pokemon has like an what's called like an egg type. So like, all of the fish would be classified under like whatever, like the fish egg type or whatever. So you can breed all of the compatible fish ones together like differently, and I think it takes on the egg that you get is the mother. So if you have like a female Magikarp, you put it in with like a male, I don't know, what's another fish, like Lantern or Sea King or whatever, you'll get a baby Magikarp because the mother is what determines what egg you get.
What a bummer.
Yeah. You it's don't do that. But yeah, it's ridiculous. Like you can get all kinds of crazy stuff by crossbreeding. You can have like Pokemon with abilities that they normally wouldn't be able to get because they'd pick them up from their parents. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Blew my mind. I wasn't aware that you could do it between different Pokemon for the longest time. But apparently you can.
With what kind of Pokemon?
Different ones. Like for the longest time I thought you had to have two of the same Pokemon. And that's how you breed.
Yeah.
That or just get a Ditto, which is the
like me.
I was about to say is like eventually, Ryan, you're just gonna make these things bang a Ditto.
Well, yeah, you gotta have a Ditto.
Always gotta have a Ditto. I know that much. Yes, look, let me pose another question. So, could I like get a let's say a fire Pokemon? Mm-hmm. Let's say for instance a Charizard. Mm-hmm. He's a dragon type, right?
He's not dragon.
He would be
he's
like
flying.
A lizard kind of dealy.
Yeah.
Could I breed him with something similar that was like psychic?
Yeah, the type doesn't matter. It's the egg type that matters. So if it's like a psychic lizard or whatever, as long as they're both like lizard egg type or whatever.
He will not come out as a Charizard with psychic powers, if that's what you're trying to get at.
Okay, so that's not
He possible. Might. I mean, if it's possible for him to pick up an ability from the psychic thing, he might... have a psychic
yeah but his type won't change he
his
just get a move
not change. Yeah.
Right but that's what I'm saying like he'll be able to learn like
yeah he may you may get one that can come out with a psychic power so
yeah,
he may
won't
get like,
to learn. He won't learn him it won't change what
but
he
it
learns.
Won't change him
it
to
just
a
changes
psychic.
What he starts with
that's unfortunate
yes
that would be it's, awesome if I could have
yeah
one.
That would be cool
I know
I mean if still
you,
it's
I could
still
tell Ryan
nice.
Like when we were telling you earlier that you could do different Pokemon that in your head you were like I can make my own Pokemon. I was trying to squash that beforehand,
how,
but you guys kept talking.
Long, how long do you think before that's an element of the game? Like, look,
it would be great. Like, they got that. Okay, they got that page right where you choose two Pokemon, you mash them together. Just take that algorithm, bam, put it right in the Pokemon.
No, forget that, dude. Forget that. You have to factor in way too much. Do more stuff for that. I mean, like,
no,
you have to, like,
obviously, Game Freak's going to add more.
If anything, they need to simplify the game.
They need to be like, look, here is, we have 1,000 random things that can pop out of any random combination of these 500 Pokemon. Good luck and have fun.
All right, so you know how we have like 680 Pokemon, right? now you could take two of them, mix them together, and then it makes another one. So now, theoretically, we have, what, 1,000? Well, actually, more. 500 times 500, right?
Fucking
more. So that's 2,500 different types of Pokemon. But then you can also breed those ones, which is, it's just, it's a whole chain, man.
No, what it really is, Dwight, what it breaks down to...
Darwinian nightmare.
What it breaks down to... I'm going to pull up my calculator here. So how many Pokemon are there?
700.
Million.
Let's say 700.
I think it is close to 700.
Let's just figure each one... We're talking 350,000 different types of Pokemon.
Yeah.
There you go, Ryan. Welcome to Pokemon.
I love it.
Gotta catch them all and then make horrific monsters.
Then make mutant babies that will die immediately.
Can you imagine the game just like your Pokemon choked to death on his umbilical cord?
Oh god.
Your Pokemon died from lack of oxygen.
Your Pokemon died and the mom died in the process. Oh, you're out of Pokemon.
No.
The dad killed himself out of his
depression. The dad got into depression and killed himself.
You have no more Pokemon.
You black out.
killed himself and took all the Pokeballs to the bottom of the lake with him. You're out of Pokemon.
You wake up at your mom's house and you start all over.
You're missing some money.
You're completely out of money.
Your mom rushes in. You're going to be late.
She bought fake replacement Pokemon with your money.
On the black market.
Like instead of... It's all Zadoofs.
Zadoofs.
Six of them.
Oh, God. I don't like this Pokemon.
I think we just made something pretty epic. You know what's funny is that I've been sitting on our Pokemon podcast we did a couple of weeks ago to put out because I was trying to get us around it and then start the new day routine thing, you know?
Wait, we have a podcast that hasn't come out?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm upset.
Why didn't you put it out?
I'm really upset, Dwight. I've never been more mad at you.
Okay. People asking us where the podcast has been for so long and you had one.
Listen, all right? You guys can be mad, but in reality, one podcast in the last 6 weeks?
Heresy.
That doesn't change shit.
It would have been...
It would have been something.
It would have been... We could have been like, oh, we did one podcast.
We also did live casts that I couldn't get from Twitch.
I'm upset.
So we lost those ones, too. I've already I've talked to these fucking people already. So if they are still, you know, complaining about not knowing the reason, I've literally explained it hundreds of times now of what happened.
Boo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stone him.
Terry's doing the podcast now, guys.
Terry, we'll do one hell of a podcast.
That's right.
I didn't invite you, Ryan.
Oh.
It's only Terry.
Oh, wait.
It's only Terry. It's Midnight Delight. By himself. It's solo delight.
Show him how you can do it. Ready? Here, go.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Boo!
How y'all doing tonight?
Boo!
Shut up!
Boo!
I would like to talk to myself about...
More boost lobbies!
Oh.
Talk about Pokemon!
Right?
I'm going to say it to myself. Talk about Pokemon! Okay.
Great idea, me!
Great idea, me! Way to go, I!
Wow, Pokemon. Terry, you've been playing a lot of Pokemon. I sure have, Terry.
Sure have, Terry.
Which one's your favorite, Terry? Well, I only have X. Well, I only have X as well, Terry.
Funny story. So do I.
Except he has Y, but whatever. Nice retort, Terry.
Don't talk to me that way, Terry.
Oh. I'm done with this podcast. Do it alone. Bye. I don't need
you. Fuck you. Well, fuck you, Terry. We're all out of here. Well, looks like it's just me again.
Oh, God. Bye.
What?
It's crocodiles.
Oh.
This is my nightmare.
What just happened to you?
Terry and video game crocodiles are like the worst fucking combination
what's
ever,
he,
man.
What's he playing?
He's playing Assassin's Creed right now.
Assassin's Creed.
I want to play.
I need to stop. No, not again. I'm not doing Far Cry again.
Terry, I needed you to experience all of this when we record.
No!
Tisk, tisk.
Not like this.
Okay, I need to play.
Hey, man, I'm really excited about Watch Dogs, and I know it's like a year away.
I know, they kept pushing it away.
But it's coming out for PC, too, right?
Ryan.
I believe so.
It looks. It's one of my desktop backgrounds now.
I think it's PS4 and PC.
I don't want to do this.
I thought it was 360, or One as well.
Is it coming out for the One?
Do you hate me?
I'm pretty sure.
Terry, why don't you just man the fuck up and start talking to us? It's just a crocodile.
Oh my god.
It's not even real, Terry.
Anyone who's played Far Cry 3.
Terry, it's not even real, alright?
But it was
like, can we talk about Watch Dogs?
I was just trying to podcast, and I jump in a water in some water, and a crocodile fucking rips my arm.
To be fair, Ryan, we did interrupt his solo cast.
Killed himself.
You guys didn't believe in me.
I believed in you.
Did you though?
I thought I was gonna believe in you, and then I made a memo that's the believe in Terry today, and I never did it. But I'm going to do it tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Well, write it on my alarm.
I appreciate that.
Beck, remember to text Terry that you believe in him.
It looks like it's coming out for all three.
That's interesting. I thought it was an exclusive type of deal.
Ubisoft has officially confirmed that Watch Dogs will be delayed until spring 2014. Mm. Months later, that its planned release date of November this year on Xbox One and Sony PlayStation 4, the current generation, and the current generation, pardon my
poor French skills.
I don't see anything about PC, though, which makes me uncomfortable.
I'm glad.
Oh.
Okay, well, you don't have to vocalize.
Yeah, you don't have to keep doing it either.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay, I can pre-order the limited edition in PC.
Okay, there you go.
I think, anyway. Let's find out.
Oh, Ryan, you just found out what happened.
No, I can't
Did
click
you
on the
unfind
link,
out?
I thought I could, but I can't click on the... I can't.
You can't.
You know, it's an easy way to check their wiki.
It's a wiki.
Microsoft Windows.
Watch Dogs, Microsoft Windows. I found it.
Good job, Ryan. Quarter 2 of 2014.
Cool. That's when I'll have an Xbox One, but I'll probably buy it for my computer.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's Chicago.
It's coming out
I have
for
to
Wii
do it right.
too. That's interesting.
Everyone knows I love Chicago.
And last gen, too. Interesting. I didn't know it was going to come out for the PS3 and Xbox 360, too.
Yeah, I did.
Watch Dogs?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I was always going to do that.
Yeah, I knew all along.
I didn't know that.
You were a fool your whole life.
I don't really care anymore. You know,
it's Chicago,
maybe that's why I don't
man.
Care.
You care.
I don't.
It just he cares.
You up. Look at him.
He cares. Look I can see it.
See it in your eyes.
Boo.
Like
this says release date is the 30th of June. That's definitely a placeholder. Or it could just be the PCs coming out later, and I hate that prejudice now. I didn't care before. Now it directly, directly affects my life.
This changes everything.
I give Alex a hard time, but I feel for him because I understand more than anybody.
Yes.
How much his computer sucks.
Right. If the dude would start putting out content and stuff, showing you know, it's like, hey, I'll put out some stuff, but I would put out more if I had a working computer.
I'm putting out like a whore.
There you go.
Need to put out more. I have like 3 episodes stockpiled. I'm hoping to release them all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 4, actually. I edited one wrong, and so I had to start. And then I got frustrated and went to bed.
Oh, I hate myself.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, no, I've done that before many times.
Well, because I crashed in the middle of the episode, so I had to put them together. You know,
right? Not a difficult thing to do.
And the freaking audio tracks wouldn't link up. The you know my voice and my voice it was my voice and the game sound later
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to pick my voice up a little bit, but then it picked up the game sound later. So I was trying to move the stuff around, and it didn't work out. What ended up happening, it just chopped up the video completely wrong. And I rendered it without noticing.
Oh, right.
So, and I was just like, well, it's time for bed.
Oh, speaking of that, I don't know what happened with my Sony Vegas, but now whenever I tried rendering in the Windows Media file type or whatever, it comes out like shit, like blinking, flashing black and white, and it's dumb. I didn't realize that it had done that, so I had uploaded something a while back, and everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
what the fuck is wrong? I'm having a seizure.
I checked it out, and it was like, it's like, it gets like 2 minutes in every time. It's always at the same spot, no matter what I render. It goes like 2 minutes in, and then just like fucking freaks out on me.
Keep an eye on that.
So I started, I switched to Premiere. I've been playing with that.
Yeah, yeah, you told me that you were playing with that. Have you been in it anymore?
did you stick it in, Terry?
Because I've been really wanting to try it a bit more than just the tip. Is it easy to pick up?
It is pretty easy to pick up, but it's. I don't want to say it's slower. It's just slower because I don't know the shortcuts and all that stuff. Like, you gotta. It takes some time for that. But
Adobe programs are crazy RAM dependent.
Yeah. But it's like, it's worth it. Like, it's worth it for, like, managing all your files and stuff. It's very simple on Premiere. You get all the effects stuff that you can do. Like, it makes more sense for me because it's set up just like all the other Adobe stuff. So you get, like, the layer types that you have, like, in Photoshop and all that stuff. And, like, all that makes sense to me. I'm like, all right, I can do some crazy stuff now.
I gotta switch over, man. Or switch or try. I think I'll try it for a couple of
weeks.
Well,
then I'm going to give it a go.
I think it's...
Is it simpler?
It's not simpler.
No. Adobe programs in simple.
Vegas. I would say Vegas is definitely like... Was a good place to start.
Yeah.
Because Vegas is really...
Movie Maker is a great place to start, let me tell you. You want to make some high quality videos, get yourself the free version of Fraps first off. Make sure to pick up that.
Don't bother getting a mic. Just open up Notepad and record yourself.
Oh, God. Some techno music, as loud as it'll go.
Loud ass rock music.
Nah, what is that? Dream Machine or. Oh, man, the YouTube anthem.
YouTube anthem?
Yeah, the YouTube anthem.
Make sure that you're 12 and your voice hasn't dropped yet.
And just screech
right
into the mic.
And you have an accent that no one can understand.
And don't edit at all. Forget about editing.
Oh, and you're still using Vista. Yeah, I'll take your advice.
Dreamscape. Dreamscape from 009 Sound System. I know as soon as you guys will hear it, because I even made a video that was like parodying it too. This song was used on almost every video back in the day because it was one of the free songs that YouTube allowed you to like roll over your video. Like if you had copyright stuff, it's like, hey, keep your video up.
I do know this song.
Right? You do know this song. Everybody knows this song.
I do too.
I'm gonna play a little bit for the
It should be our intro, do I?
Okay, alright, I'll make it our intro.
Or maybe our outro?
Oh, intro and outro, whatever. Do both.
It could just be the middle tro.
Is this an actual 27-minute long version of this? Because if so, our podcast just got a half hour longer, guys.
Nice. We'll just have a listening party for this.
Looks like the back half of this is all empty.
Yeah, what's up with that? Some music things do that, like... And people just upload and are like, oh, sorry, something happened when I rendered it and added another 20 minutes.
I like this comment.
I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah. Well, it's because most of the time...
It's reading your computer files, Terry. Back in your 3DS as we speak.
No, not my 3DS.
That's
I'm gonna shit out of it. Mine's a Premiere.
God damn it, guys. It'll happen because...
Oh, look at this guy.
I'm trying to fucking explain why the thing is 25 minutes long.
I'm trying to explain something.
It happens when you edit a video and like you splice something up and you push it off to the side of in your timeline and you forget about it and then fuckers will render the whole thing. They won't render like selected loop. They'll just say render the whole timeline. But you won't see it because it's pushed out of your view. I've done it before. I've done it. I've done it once, and I've never done it again.
Corrected it. No,
I fixed it. Yeah, I fixed it.
Fixed my problem it. Is with the people that are like, ah, just leave it.
Right.
I don't have time to render this again.
This video already has 5 views, guys. I can't. I can't take it out.
I'm already rolling.
I'm already hot.
It's gonna be front page in the second page. Half.
This bitch is going viral. No likes yet, no comments, but
they'll come.
They'll come. They're thinking about it.
They just gotta process it. It hasn't even been 27 minutes yet. That's the problem. No one's been through the whole video.
They gotta process it.
That's right. They can't like it until they watch it.
My viewers are so astute, they're probably writing an essay or something, you know. They're writing out a couple of paragraphs. They gotta proofread it. Send it to the professor. Yeah, probably, I gotta go check the mail. No, but in all seriousness, we know we all got to start somewhere. Don't let it get to your head, though.
Oh, okay, if you're gonna start, though, like, do a little research.
Don't render 25
and get a smooth mic like mine.
Like mine.
Ryan finally got a new mic, new working, brand new, not used, not hand-me-down, not
brand new. Smells like smells like brand new mic. That's what it smells like.
And that is just an awful, awful sound. And I really hope that you don't do that again.
I really hope that you stay out of my business, but you always just seem to come right back into it.
But there you are again.
Listen, Ryan, whenever there's business to be in, I'm in there.
No, and that's why I hired a lawyer. Terry?
He's a businessman. I'm on it.
That is a terrible choice, Ryan.
Gonna hit you with a subpoena.
I know you. Who's subpoena?
All right, can I read you a comment that I absolutely love?
Yes.
Yes.
It's my first video with my new mic.
Okay.
It's I'm just going to say his name because I don't care. Black Ass Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you sound so goddamn sexy, Ryan. I may or may not need to change my pants, but I definitely do.
There you go.
That's hot.
That's a comment.
That's a comment about my voice.
It's Terry? An asset.
Yeah. I hope you have the papers for my new
Terry, I'm also going to need you to smack a subpoena on the Black Ass Jones.
Very well. All right.
He's not your lawyer. Or you're not his lawyer.
Well, I'll be your lawyer. Whoever wants to pay me.
I'm Terry's lawyer, so I'm telling him.
He's delegating.
But Terry's my lawyer. That sounds like a conflict.
I know. Ryan, we're the lawyers here, okay?
I think I would know.
And then I would doubly know. And then I would let him know that it is okay. I gave him the thumbs up.
There were thumbs up to be
when
had.
When you looked over at Terry and said that he was your lawyer, Terry looked at me. I was like, nah, it's good. I gave him that over-the-shoulder Tom smile with the thumbs up.
What, over-the-shoulder what?
MySpace Tom. He's like looking over his shoulder. Huh?
Shit, man, pulling way back for that.
Right,
huh?
I'm doing one of those back at Terry, and I'm giving that nod, that Zach Galifianakis nod. Terry knows the one. Mm-hmm. I gave him that.
I'm a lawyer, of course I know.
Yeah. Ryan, do you know that one?
No. Don't show me.
Ryan, you're gonna love it. There you go. This is the nod. When Terry looked over at me, I was just like, that's it, buddy.
Okay, that's not Zach Galifianakis, but okay.
It is.
It's not.
Sure it is.
No.
This is so old, that can't be him.
It's not him, I'm telling you.
Bullshit.
Google it, man.
I did. I googled Zach Galifianakis nod, and that's all that came up. That's him, dude. I know his twinkle toes when I see him.
You can't see his toes.
Bullshit. I'm a lawyer, Ryan. That's from 1972. That's Zach Galifianakis, all right? He's old as shit.
He's not Keanu Reeves. He's Donnie Turtle.
Nicolas Cage is. Who is this guy, and why does he look so much like Zach?
That's just a nice nod.
It's just a good nod. It's like...
Just it's, warms you up.
It's so sincere.
Yeah, like, he's like, yeah.
And then he rapes you.
Well, no.
Wow, Ryan.
Look at him.
Ryan,
don't say that.
And Terry, you're no longer Ryan's lawyer. He's become a liability.
He's on his own now. I'm
Sorry, Ryan. My hands are tied here. Firms on my ass.
Firm.
They want me off this case.
I'll pay you double, Terry.
That's what they call me around the office. They call me the firm.
I'll pay you double,
because I give such firm handshakes, Ryan.
Why aren't you accepting my offer? You're a lawyer. You will just love money.
I do, but my hands are tied, Ryan.
They tied your hands? That's got to be illegal. You're a lawyer.
I'm trying to fight this.
Ryan, you need to get off his ass, right?
Not until next week.
I'm hurt.
He's a very busy man. Am I. He has many subpoenas to give out.
You guys are the worst.
I know. I'm a lawyer. I don't know how you haven't picked up on this by now.
I don't know. I'm a banker.
I don't know about all that. I'm just counting my money.
I don't know about all that. I'm a numbers man.
Oh, wait. No, it's the wrong song. I'm sorry.
Wow, Ryan. Tonight has been you.
Thanks. It's also been you. And it's also been Terry. And that's it. Just us.
Very good, Ryan. You're a banker.
Best banker.
Best banker. You're the double B.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
he's not wrong.
Well, I'm not going to correct you when you're right. Seems pretty rude.
That's why we keep you around.
Yep.
Yeah.
That and good with numbers than a calculator.
Hey, Dwight, when are we going to do more of that other project that we were working on that we only did that one night and now we need to do more of, because I want to do that so we can get to where we're trying to go?
That's weird how I understood everything you were fucking talking about. So,
I got it.
I've been behind on everything.
Yeah, you have.
So I've been trying to catch up, and I think that this week is the week of catch up.
And then I need to render some of that other stuff that we were doing.
Right, I've been working on an intro for that.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep. Why'd you say it like that?
No, it's cool, it's cool.
No, it's fine.
No, that's cool.
I finally did something today that I've been putting off for a while.
Yeah?
I set up a network between my two computers so I can just watch whatever I want on either one.
Oh. Well, there you go.
It's the future.
Computers talking to other computers.
I'm a kid.
Next gen.
I'm going to build a computer in the house. And each kid's going to have a piece of this computer. It's going to be like a supercomputer. Dwight, you're going to help me with it.
Okay. Fantastic.
Dwight, you're on the project.
Put me in, coach.
I basically want it to be like four of my computer.
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. And I want it to be underneath my house.
I can do that. Brian, I can put it anywhere you want.
And then I want it to break into
so many small pieces, I can put it on a pillowcase.
I want monitors to go to each room, and I want them to be touchscreens.
You want me to break those monitors too? Because I can do that.
Terry, you're on the job.
All right.
Damn it!
Got me a job.
I also want you to have,
look at me.
No, this lawyer business is not working out.
I want custom backgrounds on each monitor. I need partitioned hard drives.
Why partitioned?
I need separate hard drives. Each kid's gonna have their own hard drive.
Oh, okay.
And they can password protect it.
Okay. Do you want me to put like band-aids on the mouse?
You're off the job. Okay. Well, Terry, I also want custom backgrounds for each of them. I'll get you details.
Okay.
We'll make that a reoccurring monthly payment.
We'll set up a day where you just get the brief, and we will roll from there.
Yeah, and then each month you think you could have a new one for us, and we'll pay you, you know, monthly for those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then a website.
Oh, yeah, sure.
For the kids?
For all of us, a family, kind of like a share. Actually, no, just set me up a network with my... I'll probably have Windows something by then.
Windows Millennium Edition.
Again.
I was going to say Millennium 2.
This time.
This time we got it right. This time it's going to stick.
Trust us.
If they ever come out with one like the Windows View, I'm like, that's Windows Vista.
No.
I've seen this charade before. I've
seen this before. What did they call it? Windows 6.
Why? I had a Windows 6 phone. It was awful.
Because from Vista we went to 7. So
if they call it Windows Sick?
Windows Sick.
What about Swick?
It's so sick.
Windows Swick Edition.
Not gonna make Swick happen.
Dude, Swick has already happened. People say it in my chat all the goddamn time.
You're the worst person.
You've corrupted the minds of the youth.
That's good. I'm happy.
Hey, Terry, can I ask you a sidebar question?
Yeah. Step over. In my office. The dark shadows.
Let's walk over there.
The bathrooms.
The bathrooms. Come see me in my quarters, the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathrooms for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Los Banos.
Okay, right. So I wanted to tell Terry.
No, Terry, I forget my sidebar. Yes, sidebar. Battlefield after the podcast?
No, I gotta be up.
Dwight?
No.
I figured you had already told me you wanted to go to bed.
Yeah.
Then I guess I'm going to bed.
I guess I'm going to bed early.
All right, well, moving on.
Good talk, Ryan. Good sidebar. I wasn't a part of that sidebar, but I'm glad you included me.
I know. It was just for dramatic effect.
Oh, well, next time you can invite me.
Well, no, that's not dramatic.
Well, I mean, the dramatic part is having the sidebar. You'd like, okay, hey, guys, can I have a sidebar with all of you right now, away from the audience?
Ryan, can I talk to you over here for a second?
What's going on, Terry?
I don't think he's understanding what you meant by any of this.
Well, he has no talent.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but...
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, no. Shoes! Now,
shoes.
I love shoes.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Of course you'd want shoes.
Oh.
Spend all this freaking money on them.
Oh, my God. The
guess
shoe
I'll return
money.
These shoes. All these shoes I have that I don't love anymore.
Oh, God, you won't stop talking about them either.
I don't know how you get to pay more than we do.
I don't know.
Do you guys want to buy some shoes?
No, Dwight.
No, I'm okay, thanks. We're not the same size.
Fuck.
I have a lot of
them. Apparently I don't love these shoes anymore.
I think he's addicted to drugs.
Probably.
I have so many. I'll give you a discount.
No, it's okay.
It's fine.
Ryan, no, I got some size 10s here. I know that's your foot size.
No, no English.
Hablas es shoe?
No zapato.
You nailed it.
Do you speak shoe, sir? Set me up with your finest shoe beverage.
Oh. Dwight, you do have some talent. I'm just messing around.
Thank you. It's mainly in shoes, some. But...
Enough to fill a shoe.
You gotta use a qualifier, Terry.
Yes.
I thought it was very important that we made that clear.
It's
most,
true.
Most races have qualifying races, so... Obviously.
All right.
That translates.
Yes, Terry?
I can't.
I'm going to have to quit.
Here's and my resignation.
Sorry, Terry. Good luck with this job.
No,
bye, Dwight.
Bye, Ryan. Ryan was a nice guy. You okay?
I'm leaving.
Oh. Well, I have my shoes. I will always have my shoes.
I'm leaving.
So next gen, huh?
Next gen, man. How about that Rezogun game?
Right? So many particles.
So many particles.
White.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Why?
I've become a PC snob.
Have you?
Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah, no, you really have, Ryan. You need to tone it down.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. I can't. It's so beautiful.
Jeez. Give him a little power and look what happens.
Right?
I'm buying games left and right.
You need to hold off, Ryan, for like literally like a month. Just
why?
wait for the winter sale, and then you're gonna see Steam and you're gonna be like, and then you're gonna come out with like 100 new games and you're never gonna play any of them.
It's fine. I want Skyrim. I just
broke 300 games on my Steam library.
Are they still selling that one that has every Elder Scroll game, or is that deal gone?
It is still going, yeah. It's going to be going forever, man.
I want that so bad.
Until they, run out of stock or whatever. It's on sale right now for a couple bucks off on Amazon.
Oh, don't tell me that.
It was on sale for 40 bucks, dude. I almost bought it.
You should have told me. I would have bought it.
See, I like Elder Scrolls. I probably won't play any of the old ones anymore.
Anthology is what it's called.
Yeah, there you go. I would love to play Oblivion again.
I don't think I can go back from Skyrim. Only forward.
Yeah.
It's, no.
Mm-mm. It's hard to go back without mods to kind of help ease the transition.
I could do mods. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, but Oblivion mods are a little wink-wonky.
You're wink-wonky. That's not even a word.
What did you just say to me?
What did you just call Terry?
Did you just say wink wonky?
No, I said beautiful.
Terry, I think you said you had a small penis.
Well, I never.
That's what it translates.
Rarely have I ever.
Rarely have I never.
Usually when I call people beautiful, it's me just saying you have a very small penis there.
Oh my god, I want this so bad.
Right.
Okay, you don't have to make that sound.
Wait for like Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, it's coming. It's
or even close. I mean, Amazon will probably do something for Black Friday. Everybody does, so there's really no difference between the two anymore.
Really, I know. Back Android in the day, mini was. PC, that seems foolish.
I disagree.
Oh, Reginald,
I disagree.
Dude, is this? It's got wow. This is just a mini PC. It's tiny. It's only $80. What could it do?
None of your business.
Ryan, stop looking at things. That's not as good as you think it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, why are you doing that, Ryan?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
So, yeah. Has anybody heard? What, like Terry? Do you know anything about Link Between Two Worlds?
As far as what
is like. Is it looking good or not? Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, it's looking real good.
It looks bomb diggity.
Yeah, I've been staying in the dark about it because I just kind of wanted to come out and then like see like how it gets received and then think about getting it.
Poor choice of words.
How it gets received?
No, I just want to come out and see how it gets received. Never mind. But I'm excited, Dwight. When are you getting it?
When am I getting it?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm waiting for it to come out to see how it gets received.
I'll tell you how it gets received.
I want to wait because I don't want to get it and then not be good. I don't want to get it and play like halfway through and just be like, it's.
I don't know the game that it's based off of is my favorite Zelda. So
yeah, I was gonna say mine like, too. I feel like
that's what I think. My expectations are so high.
If it can just do baseline of what the original did, it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be nice to have as a handheld game.
I'm buying the 3DS for it, pretty much. And Pokemon. Pokemon really pushed it. I almost bought the Pokemon edition.
My DS, as of now, is a Pokemon machine. It exists solely to play Pokemon.
Well, I will tell you my Xbox is pretty much that. Actually, I might get Forza for it because that game.
When
I get
Pokemon on Xbox?
What? What do you say?
I said you playing Pokemon on Xbox.
No. Halo. It's gonna be my Halo machine.
When does Halo come out?
Next year, next November probably. Mm. So I'll have a one by then, and I'll probably buy Forza because it looks beautiful.
Yeah, Forza looking good.
Once it comes out for PC, then I'll buy it for PC.
Rivals looks okay too. Need for Speed Rivals, it looks okay. I don't know how deep it is, though.
Terry, like... have you played the port for Sonic Racing on the 3DS?
No.
What are your feelings about it?
It looked cool. Just like a handheld version of it. Because all the tracks and stuff look the same.
Yeah, they do. I have to pick two games.
You have to pick two?
I have to pick two, and I'm undecided. I'm getting Zelda, for sure. It comes with the system. I'm getting Pokemon, because... Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And then I have to buy one more so I can get the third one free.
Yeah. I mean, why not? But the only thing with that is half of the fun of Sonic is multiplayer.
Right, right. My thoughts exactly. And it won't, if it has it, it won't work good.
DS multiplayer has been pretty good, I feel like. We used to play stuff like Worms and what else? We played Mario Kart.
Is there something I should get that we can play together?
I don't really have anything. I literally only have Pokemon and Animal Crossing.
Yep, me too. I have a couple of
Everybody's Zelda all games. About Animal Crossing. I don't know if I want to get it, though.
No, don't. Don't bother.
I want to get Harvest Moon, but I hear there's a new one coming out like right around the corner.
They make a Harvest Moon every two goddamn days, I swear.
Yeah, but they haven't made a good one in a while.
I heard New Leaf was good.
Super Nintendo.
I love it. Yeah, I liked the GameCube one.
I was about to say, New Leaf is Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Two Towns or something like that. New Town or something.
It's called Boob Town, Ryan.
Boob Town. Boob Town.
I had the DuckTales song stuck in my head all day, man.
Still do. I'm glad.
Woo-hoo.
I'm happy for you.
I know, me too. On Nintendo front news, the Wii U, Nintendo eShop, and the 3DS eShop are going to be combining
soon. Yeah, so what does that mean exactly? Are we going to get the games for...
All I've seen so far, and I haven't looked into it a whole lot, I should probably look into that now, as you're going to be able to share balance between the two, because I guess people are kind of mad that they have the same account. They're like, I put $10 on my Wii U, I only spent like two of it, why can't I use the other $8 on my 3DS type of deal? Because Nintendo's, I don't know, their internet stuff is really just terrible.
It's yeah. So
not,
far
not
behind.
Multiplayer stuff apparently is fine, you know, like what you guys are just talking about, but just everything else on
DS
the internet.
Multiplayer is fine. Wii okay. Multiplayer was terrible.
So, yeah, no, it's their current shop is very much lacking on the 3DS. It has like a lot of like the old like Nintendo games and stuff, and like Game Boy Color and some GBA games and stuff like that. But a lot of it is crap games. Like, there's a couple of good games. Like, the Zelda games are cool, you know. They have, what is it? The Seasons one and the other variant of that.
Ages.
Ages, thank you.
Oh, Ages and Seasons is fun.
Yeah. So they have those two, and then they also have, I think, the Nintendo one, the first one. The NES one. And then they have like a bunch of just crap in there. Which is just... It's... If they want... Nintendo complained that they were bankrupt and not making a whole lot of money, right? And...
I don't know about bankrupt, but...
Well, yeah, okay, not bankrupt. Like, making money. Bankrupt is a bit of a harsh word, but like... They weren't making a whole lot of money. They're just like, oh, I wish people would buy more of the Wii U's. They
just how they talk, Dwight?
That's how they talk, Ryan. Now you're just being racist, but whatever.
I wasn't being racist.
You were. I had a very specific dialect, and then you messed it up.
I don't think I was being... I thought you were being the wrong race, first of all.
I never said race! I said dialect.
It's gotta be about race.
Yeah, Ryan, you're bringing race into this.
Shut up and talk.
It's... severely lacking, and the 3DS has more than enough power to play anything from the Super Nintendo era. Even the 64 era, they've proven that, you know?
Yeah, with they have Firefox, Star Fox,
and they also have Ocarina of Time, right? Yeah, that one, which was revamped, wasn't it, Terry? I don't know. It wasn't a direct port. Ocarina? It was just yeah.
Oh no, yeah, they remade it.
Yeah,
ground up basically.
So if they would just release these games that they have on the Wii already, like you could get all these Super Nintendo games on the Wii and the Wii U, I think. I don't know. I don't have Wii U.
You
get
a few of them. It's not all of them. Okay. There's a decent amount.
But if they would just put those two stores together and let me buy Link to the Past on my 3DS, I would love to play it on my 3DS.
I have it on my phone, and it just doesn't work right.
I think that those games fit perfectly in this, because, I mean, obviously the 3DS screen is not high def in any means necessary. Any, whatever. So the SNES games would work great on it. Those games aren't high def, and they would look great on this little screen. And they would make so much money. I would dump at least probably $50.
Five pence.
They wouldn't probably sell them for very much, because most of the Game Boy games are like $5. Like I'm even seeing a couple here that are $3, $4, whatever. Just open up the library. Do what Sony's doing. Sony has like 200 PlayStation 1 games and like 300 PS2 games or something on their digital market that you could get on your PS3 and play all these old school games. I was playing the original Spyro, freaking awesome. I was playing the original Metal Gear, freaking awesome. It's great. And they're probably making a ton of money off of that. Nintendo does the same thing. Nintendo makes a bunch of money. Just do that. It makes sense. I don't understand why they wouldn't do it. I don't know if they think it's like, oh, if we don't put it there, then they'll buy a Wii.
They hate money.
They hate monkeys.
They do. They really hate money.
They also hate monkeys.
Well-known fact about Nintendo.
Well-known fact.
DK was made out of hatred.
Yeah?
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
They do have River City Ransom now, though.
Good game.
Which is pretty cool. Oh, barf!
That was the best.
Good stuff. You got okay, Ryan. I'm just gonna go through a couple of these ones here, okay?
For what?
For what's on their digital store right now?
Wait, for me to buy?
For Virtual Console, yes. You can buy if you want.
Oh no, I'm gonna buy from GameStop.
I'm letting you know, Ryan. Once you get a 3DS, you're gonna see these anyways because you're probably gonna be looking through there browsing.
I'm gonna be browsing. You better believe it.
All right. Damn. Warrior's Woods.
Is that?
No. I need you to let me know if you know of the game, not just. I know you know who Wario is, but you
know
Warrior's Woods.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
And would you buy it or have you played it or whatever?
Okay,
Wario's Woods.
No, I wouldn't buy it.
Have you played it? Do you know what it is?
Is it one of the old ones?
Yeah, but.
Then probably.
Okay.
If it's for the Game Boy Color, then yeah, I played it.
It is for. NES. It's for the first Nintendo.
I probably played it, but go on.
Millen's Secret Castle?
Don't know it.
Yeah, okay. $5 if you care. Star Soldier?
Don't know it.
Okay. Pinball, Revenge of the Gator.
The Gator, Terry.
Yes, damn. The Gator. It's
Gator's coming back?
Yep.
Okay. He wants revenge.
I assume probably not. Solomon's Key?
No.
Okay. Tecmo Bowl?
Yes, of course. Yeah,
of course. Summer Carnival 92 Recca. Not a great start, is it, Ryan?
I'm going to go with nay.
Okay. Wario Land 3. I assume you know
yes,
that one.
Played yes, played that.
Yeah. Ninja Gaiden 2, of course, yeah.
You know of it.
Yeah. The original Donkey Kong, of course.
Yeah.
Kirby's Dream Land 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Shantae.
Yeah, that's the genie one, right?
That's the purple.
I've seen it on, like, ROM sites.
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Vampire Master of Darkness.
Yeah, man.
Ooh. Okay, all right. Sonic Drift 2.
No.
Oh, the racing one.
Game Gear one.
Yeah.
G-Lock. Oh, Air Battle.
Don't Hell know. Yeah.
Sonic Labyrinth.
Sonic, I know that one, and it makes me cringe for some reason.
It doesn't look good, Terry. Game Gear. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Game Gear.
Sonic, oh god, this one.
You couldn't even roll in that one, could you?
In what? Which one?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
Oh, no, 2 was the good one for GameCube. Or for GameCube, for Game Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 1 that was the terrible one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crystal Warriors, Spelunker, Sonic Blacks, Tail Adventures, Mega Man 6, Defenders of Oasis.
Ooh, Oasis?
Yeah.
Damn.
See, they have a couple of gems in here, but they don't have everything.
Oh, wait, no. Defenders of Oasis is not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of just Oasis.
Yeah, Defenders of Oasis.
Nah, I'm thinking just Oasis.
Yeah. Just Sonic the Hedgehog, Columns.
Columns, let's build it.
Dr. Wow, Robotnik's Columns. Mean Bean Machine.
Mean
Bean Machine.
Woo!
Yep. Shining Force, sort of. Hi-yah!
Yes!
Then, Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons for Zelda. Both great. Those are both $6 each. Mega Man 5, Harvest Moon.
Woo!
Which I think is pretty sweet. Except for it's the Game Boy Color one.
Oh. Well, that one wasn't that bad.
Well, it could have been better, though, right?
It could have been a lot better.
It could have been the Super Nintendo one. But there's never a Super Nintendo one! None of these are Super Nintendo, which was their golden era.
They have Earthbound on Wii U.
Oh. Yeah, see, on Wii U. Buy a Wii U to play.
Can I ask a question, and maybe you can edit it out if it's inappropriate?
That would have been a bad question. Yes, I will edit that out.
Okay, good. Good question. Good question.
All right, next caller.
So that's something that could definitely lead to AIDS. Okay. All right. So
absolutely, you should not do that. I know you're in the Bay Area now, and you need to be safe, Ryan.
Monkeys running around.
you're on trains all the time, falling asleep.
I do fall asleep on trains all the time. It's so relaxing. They're so good. They're like full on chairs too.
You never know what you're gonna catch off those chairs, Ryan.
Dude, it has armrests. It's not like the bar, dude. It's not a dirty train.
I don't know.
It's a high class commuter train. People in suits and stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan, are you in a suit?
Yup.
Damn, got me there. Thought I had you.
I got you, bitch.
Nope. You were the one getting got.
Ryan, I think you need to tweet a picture of you on the train every morning.
Every morning, getting on the train.
Do a little selfie thing.
Hey, y'all, getting on the train.
Dude, I sit down in that seat, and I pass out before it even leaves the station, so.
Do you?
You're right.
Do strange people sit next to you? And
no one sits next to me. I sit in the top. It's a single chair.
Oh. So no one sits in your lap?
No.
Okay. All right.
If you're not going to stand on the second floor, you're going to stay on the bottom floor and you're going to stand. No one ever comes up there. By the time the train's full, I've been sitting down for 20 minutes. So I don't ever not have a seat.
Damn. You got me there again, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Every turn I take, you're there.
And on the way home, I usually watch a movie or something, but now, I'm going to play Zelda, or perhaps Pokemon, or perhaps the other two games.
The other two games that
I will probably buy.
With money.
Of course, there's this other part of me that just say, buy Assassin's Creed and a DS game, and then get a second DS game for free, so I'll still have 3 DS games, and then Assassin's Creed.
What's stopping you, Ryan?
I don't know. Terry, do you think there's any used ones yet? Not for PC.
Use Assassin's Creed?
Not for PC. I don't want to buy a disc, Dwight. That's what's stopping me.
Wait, what are we talking about?
He's talking about Assassin's Creed.
But for PC, Dwight, and that's what's stopping me is I don't want to buy a disc.
Don't buy a disc.
You can't get a used PC disc anyway.
You're right. But listen, no, Dwight, listen. I'm telling you I have to use my buy 2 get 1 free. At GameStop.
Okay.
So in order to buy Assassin's Creed at GameStop,
again, well, you know that buy two get one free means you pay for the two expensive ones, right?
Yeah, of course I know that.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, so
he's just calling you dumb is all.
It would be $20 more, and I have the money. It's not a big deal.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
How are you?
I don't want to buy a disc, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay, there you go. Done deal.
Problem solved.
How many games can I get that are actually 3DS games on in the market? Because I don't want to buy any more cartridges. What year is this?
You can pretty much get like all of the first party stuff.
Day one.
Yeah, they're very good about that.
I'm excited. I'm getting Zelda Digital and Pokemon Hard.
Because
then I can have then I can have Pokemon in and just switch.
I regret having cartridges. I don't regret having cartridges, but it definitely would have been nice to get the digital. Sometimes it'll be in my bag or my pocket or something, and it'll like push on the thing on the cartridge and pop it out. You know.
Is that how they pop out? You push them?
Yeah. You haven't taken yours out, huh?
I haven't taken it out.
Yeah, it's
I was literally just about to say, it's like I bought Harvest Moon's on the brain. Animal Crossing Digital. I bought the Zelda games Digital. I was going to buy Pokemon Digital, but I had cash on me from...
thing that I did.
From
this, so wait.
This thing I did in Folsom. In a hotel with another man.
Let me ask you this question.
Not even, like, lying either. Lee paid me his share of the hotel room. Anyways, what?
After you did the...
Would it be ridiculous of me to buy, like, let's say, Pokemon X?
You're trying to say buy X and Y? Is that what you're getting at, Ryan?
But one would be hard and one would be digital.
That would not be ridiculous. Then you would have twice the Pokemon adventures.
Right. Like, you do one adventure and you're just like, I could probably do that better the second time around, and then you switch over to the other one and you're like, I did do it better that
time. I'll wait till they put out Z.
They may not come out with Z.
That's true. They didn't do that with Black and White.
Everybody thought they'd do a Pokemon Gray after Black and White, but... Yeah.
And they didn't do it in both times.
I know. Gray, too. But you didn't make a gray one.
That'd be funny.
But That'd be really funny. I hope they don't wait too long to make another Pokemon.
Who knows? They got this new system out.
I hope they just patch this one and make like expansions for this one.
That'd be smart.
That'd be cool.
Because they've already put out a patch for the game.
It's too bad Nintendo doesn't think that way.
I know. That's the problem.
It's weird to think that Nintendo thinks at all in some cases.
I'm holding out hope that they'll pull it together and do something.
Like, the 2DS is such a good idea, but why not start with A and XL and B, letting it flip closed?
Oh, yeah. I showed you that one picture. Someone actually came and traded in that one day, and I finally got to hold it in my hands. It's not bad.
But yeah, the screen's small.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you're getting a 3DS right now, get XL.
I'm getting that XL.
Get it.
But
if you're just trying to get a regular DS, 2DS is pretty nice.
Is it?
It's very comfortable. Because you hold it in the middle instead of the bottom.
The 3DS is a 2DS.
Yeah.
It's not the mechanics of it, but rather the form factor.
Blah.
And the price point.
I'm excited. It's only 5 days away, and I'm starting to get really excited.
I didn't even realize how close it was. Like, I saw on, I forgot what it was, like Twitter or something, Legend of Zelda launch trailer, and I was like, what?
Launch trailer? That doesn't come out until next year.
That ain't even out yet. Shut up.
This entire year has been just blazing, dude.
Oh yeah, dude, I can't believe it.
This seriously, like, I mean, that's something that you hear a lot, though. You know, at the end of a lot of years, it's like, man, this year really flew by. 2013 didn't exist.
The last 2 years,
the world really did end in 2012,
right?
And
what if the world ending was just on fast forward, man? Maybe that's why I can't catch up with everything.
The last 2 years for me have been fast as shit. Every other year before that, when I think back, it's like, nah, that felt like a year. That felt like a solid long year.
That's true, because this January will be 3 years that I've been with Machinima.
Dude.
That's crazy.
Does not feel like that, man.
I've never held a job that long.
I'll tell you that to your employers.
I've never held a job.
It's not even like that. I just like transfer.
I know. Like, what, do you consider promotions not holding that job anymore? Because it's a different title. Like, you're going from teller to like investor.
Yeah. Well, technically, yeah. And I usually transfer branches.
Right.
But I mean, even then,
that's the life of a banker, man. Though.
Even then, I was at Wells Fargo for only 2 years. That's the longest job I had had.
And we're all very proud of you for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, okay.
Just wow, they almost fuck you, Ryan.
They right? almost took me back. They offered me a job, Dwight.
Who?
Wells Fargo.
Why?
Because I applied.
Oh. What'd you tell them?
Oh, I have a better job offer.
Oh, I don't need this job anymore.
I would more money, and then yes.
Well, I don't think they could pay me enough. Like, the position was not what I'm doing now.
Was it a teller?
It was half teller, half banker, which I've done before.
Oh, yeah, but half teller might as well be full teller, and then why be a banker?
You were a tanker.
Because you have to.
Damn! That is a sweet title. If they switched it to tanker, would you do it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a tanker from Wells Fargo.
Call him a tanker.
Damn, both the teller and the banker are out today. Bring in the tanker.
You get a call on a special business phone.
It's shaped like a tank. It fires like little...
little like flare out of your pocket, right, so you can see it.
Pick it up like, what do you got?
Jack,
we got two men down.
We need you.
I'll be there.
I'm on my way to the train.
For king and country.
I need a quick nap. But then I'll be there right afterwards. All right, guys. I think this has been a pretty good podcast.
Yeah, without all those other losers bringing us down, right?
Oh my God. I'm glad you said it.
I end every podcast depressed. That's why I'm always like, I have to go to bed, guys. But really, I'm just sitting over there.
I'm just tired.
I'm just exhausted.
So what you're saying is this was a good podcast.
This was a great podcast. And we need to switch it back to a weekly thing and stick with it again.
I agree. Sunday nights.
I think Saturdays would be better.
Sundays.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. Saturdays are fine.
I thought we discussed on Saturday.
I tried yesterday to get you to do it. Every Saturday that I've been available, you have not done it. So that's why I'm going,
You know, it's weird. You guys can do it without me.
It's no fun.
If you have people.
If we do it without you, it's just going to be me and Terry.
If you're not here, then everybody wants to play video games. Is the problem?
Yeah, it's hard to read. It's hard
Terry,
to
Terry, you were playing video games all day. Or this
I don't.
Whole podcast, I mean.
Wait, what?
You're playing video games this whole podcast.
Yeah. No one wants the podcast. They just want to play video games.
Oh, okay. They want to go. Okay.
They want to go play Battlefield, which I don't blame them because it's an awesome game.
Do what I do. Force everybody into a fucking call and be like, podcast time. Shut up, you kids.
Well, that works so well for Alex today.
Alex probably has to be up in the morning. I didn't get a chance to say it to him, though.
I
got to
be on the train by 7 o'clock.
I'm going to be up at 7 anyways, yeah.
I'm going to be up at 6.
Yeah.
Every day of my life.
I'll text you when I wake up, Ryan. I'll wish you good luck for the day.
Do it. I'll do the same.
Okay. Terry, I'll do this for you, too. Do you got to be up early?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Look at us, guys. We're all up early, and we're still here plugging away.
We're all adults.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Team Mongoose Podcast. Take it away, Dreamscape from 009 Sound System.
This is a really good song.
Are we out?
What?
Are we out?
The song's playing, right? We got like 27 minutes.
I'm going to let one rip.
Wait 2 goddamn seconds.
Just wait, man. Wait 27 goddamn minutes.